Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:33 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback. The professor is in. If you want to see his report card, go to Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Let's start off with the quarterback, Lamar Jackson, C+, Preston.
You know, he didn't have a great game, but when you look at the final stats, the Ravens had 296 yards of total offense. He had 217 of them. you can say whatever you want. I mean, most of these grades are all based on the first half compared to the second half. First half, they come out and they just pretty much beat up on Buffalo. So you got to give them A for high marks. And then they come out in the second half, they lay an egg and they stick it up. So basically, most of them come out to a C, and Lamar gets a C+. Just got to. Has a couple of poor bad decisions in the last one, that fourth down interception. You can't have that. So he gets a C+ there.
Now running backs, you gave him a C.
Yeah, because again, when you look at the total yards, Justice Hill I thought played well. He didn't finish the game. Dobbins, you already talked about him missing that run. That hurts. So, again, a game of two halves, where in the first half they come out and dominate with their running game, and then the second, the third quarter, fourth quarter, they're like the rest of the offense. They just kind of get stymied, so they get a C. But I did like Justice Hill. I like the way he's playing. Offensive line, we can go back again. You know, what Buffalo did was come out in the second half and say, we're going to pressure you guys. We're going to cover you guys down. We're going to cover all the gaps, and there were times when the Ravens were just outnumbered. And I'm waiting for Greg Roman to come up with a game plan. Like, what do you got? What are you going to do to counter some of this? He had that in the first half to slow that pass rush down. Man, more draws than I've ever seen run before. They actually ran a couple screens, but didn't have it. So they got outnumbered. And the center for the Ravens, rookie, but he struggled yesterday. I mean, with some high snaps, low snaps.
A couple penalties.
Yeah, false starts. Mm-hmm. It was not a good game for him. But sometimes when you get covered, that could be a problem for a center. And he has problems with guys when they're over top of his head. Receivers, what did Mark Andrews finish? Have two catches?
Two catches for like 15 yards, I think.
You know, that's the way I thought Belichick would play him the week before New England. Like, shut this guy down. Mm-hmm. Don't let him play a part. Well, Leslie Frazier did that. Kind of took him out of the game plan.
Well, Kai already called, so you can say Leslie Frazier's name.
Yeah. He says Frazier. I think I'm a little chubby just now that he heard it.
I thought Duvernay had a pretty decent game, 4 receptions for 51 yards. But the Ravens didn't go downfield much. They didn't even attempt to go downfield, Mitch. The Bills averaged 11.2 yards per catch. The Ravens only 7.2. So I gave them a C. We go over to the defensive side of the ball, Justin Madubuike. We already spoke about him. He played a good game. Calais Campbell, he spent a lot of time complaining to officials yesterday. Like, way, way too much. Like, your leader, pick up the tempo, pick up the pace, get on your own guys, but stop arguing with officials. That's not going to do you any good. And I thought in the second half of that game, when the Bills go to no huddle, I think they ran the Ravens out of gas. That group got tired. They got a C. Linebackers, we already talked about Owe. Thought he played his best game of the year. And he finished with 7 tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, and 2 quarterback hits. That's a pretty good day. They sent out Jason Pierre-Paul, which kind of tells you how desperate they are.
Yep.
This guy practices for, 3 days? And then all of a sudden, because the Bills come out and they got a 3 wide receiver set, you're setting this guy out as you're starting outside linebacker. You're desperate. They're desperate to get guys out on the field. Their linebacking core is not very good, especially inside. Patrick Queen, we've already talked about. Josh Bonds, not very effective. Malik Harrison missed a lot of tackles as well in the second half of the game. they get a C-. Defensive backs, they come out strong. I mean, they're hugging these routes. Marlon Humphrey gets a pick. Marcus Williams gets a fumble recovery. But then in the second half, this is like the Keystone Cops again. Where are you going?
Crank up the Benny Hill music, right?
Yeah. Hey, where's your safeties? Why aren't they making any plays? They get a C-. Special teams. Oh, boy. Justin Tucker, 42, 51-yard field goals, but you don't trot him out for the 19-yard one to possibly win the game.
It was too close. Bad angle.
Yeah, he didn't have enough direction there.
When the probability was low. Analytics.
Yeah, but DuVernay did have a kickoff 28-yard return, but they also gave up a 42-yard kickoff return to Isaiah McKenzie, so they got a B. Coaching, now this is really the game of two halves right here. Because in the first half, I mean, Greg Roman's dialing up those draws. He's throwing those screens. He's got everything going to slow Buffalo's offense. I mean, defense. And then you look on the other side and Mike McDonald. They're swallowing up all these routes. And then you go to the second half. Where were the adjustments? When Buffalo starts going down the field a little bit more with their receivers, what do the Ravens offer? What do they have? When they start crowding the line of scrimmage, what does Greg Roman come up with? And John Harbaugh, you know, I'm not going to say your decision blew the game, because there's always 10 to 12 plays in a game that will tell you if you're going to win or lose. But this was the major one. You got to get the points. Do not make your team beat themselves. Make that other team beat you. So they got a D.
They got a D. Thank you very much, Professor. You can go to Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com to see the report card for yourself. Don hit me up on Twitter. He says, so tired of Harbaugh deciding not to take the points. Analytics don't tell you how the 12th man would affect or have affected the Bills' offense with a Ravens 3-point lead. And that goes back to what you two were saying, game situation. Know the game situation, have a feel for the game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.